Blog Talk Radio.
It's enough to make a hard rock smell.
You need me for real, girl. It's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. And keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
for something that I can't get out of.
Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? For a rock in the building, let's get it.
You already know what it is, man. Each and every Monday we do this, and we do this like clockwork. New Talk City Radio, man. Wouldn't be right without my boys, Vice, DJ Showcase, what up, man?
I just want you to know.
Oh, Vice is singing this week.
What's good? What's up, Shao?
Before we move, we're getting a lot of love on the promo, man. Shouts to my homegirl Nina, always shouting us out, promoting us on the Facebook, you know what I mean? So, shouts to her, shouts to the whole Fort Apache movement. I mean? Happy big birthday. Belated birthday shout out to DJ Showcase.
Whoa, I get a shout out here? What's up?
Yeah. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Showcase just had a birthday on Saturday. Gotta show a little love on that.
What kind of salad you have for your birthday?
Excuse me?
What kind of salad you have for your birthday?
How much your birthday, Show?
Yeah, my birthday was my birthday. It was another day. I gashed my head on Wednesday.
There you go.
And spent the rest of the night just nothing. It was a regular day. It's a normal day. I mean, I think after the age of 21, you stop really celebrating your birthday like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that's just you.
I think it is just him.
Well, then I guess it's just me, because I stopped counting after 21. After 21, it's just like, why even bother?
What are you, 40?
What?
How old are you now, 40?
I think I'm like 52.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too sure. I was born in 1942, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, fucking God. Yeah. I was born in 1938.
Yeah, damn, nigga. So.
Yeah.
We could exchange walkers one day.
Yeah, I'm
going to
race
here,
too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you know, talking about races, talking about sports. I'm not going to bring up anything to offend anybody here. I'm going to leave that alone for a little while. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just talking about the Donnie situation.
Never happened.
Listen, Vice, my arm was on fire. I was throwing gas Saturday morning. Gas.
I
didn't
answer you were throwing gas. Niggas were scared. I don't know. Showcase. I think they got scared of us. I don't know.
Listen, I was throwing gas. So what I told TDI, I said, you know, you can't get Donnie to go. I said, you can't get Donnie to go yard on me. So why don't you take the field? And I guarantee you the bear barely needs the infield.
All double
plays. That's all TDI is going to do. I'm going to saw off his bat. I'm going to buy him a brand new bat. I'm going to saw it off.
Oh, shit. With the cutter?
With the cutter. The mean inside cutter, and just saw that shit off. And then I'm going to autograph the bat,
man.
And I'm going to send him the bat.
I was going to sit here and congratulate the whole Dallas Mavericks team because, you know, finally people who play like 17 seasons got a ring. Like Jason.
Here we go.
But I'm not
going to
do that.
This is where it's stop. The congratulations was good. But with the 17 seasons,
no,
it's unnecessary.
That.
You just did it.
He didn't play 17. He played 17 seasons.
But you just did it. You just did it. Instead of just saying congratulations, Mavericks, case closed.
I don't want to congratulate him.
No, but you put that little punch in there. 17 seasons. Hold that. Okay. I spoil
first
people
ring,
my play.
First ring now, since the season start since the NBA ever came.
Listen. No. I spoil people with my play. LeBron James is a big monkey that all he knows how to do is dunk and shoot three pointers. Put him in
well,
the paint.
Well, that's pretty much
he
all
has,
you need
he,
in basketball, I think.
Yeah, but he yeah no not according to Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, but Dirk Nowitzki can't dunk.
Well, but he could shoot.
There you go.
He could shoot.
Let me keep it real,
and
man. Let me keep it modest,
he,
man.
Listen,
shout out Dirk Nowitzki. Got to be if not the best, he's one of the best big men in the league. You know what I'm saying? So congratulate
all
the whole Dallas Mavericks
team,
man.
Listen, let me tell you something.
But
basketball
LeBron
is not
will
just
be
about
back.
Dunks. Basketball is that, yeah, really. The basketball is not about dunks. I mean,
no,
I
hold
think,
on a second.
You know,
I want to know how many people think that LeBron's going to leave the NBA without any rings.
I do.
Yo,
Let me
rectify this. People are getting the whole hate on LeBron thing confused.
Forget about
the
LeBron.
Time.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying he's not going to get any rings. I'm not hating on him. Forget about the whole hate thing because I'm not hating on him. I think they got a pass. I think Boston Celtics should have whooped their ass. They got a pass.
But they did
and
it.
When they got the,
but they did but it.
When they got that pass, instead of capitalizing on that pass for this year, they lost to the Mavs. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people saw their defense already. They already got that whole shit mapped out. They already know what LeBron James is going to do, what Dwayne Wade's going to do, all of them. So it's a wrap, son. I don't even think next season they sniff post playoffs. I don't even think next season they sniff it. I don't. And you know, and the crazy part about it is, what's his face? The key player that they should have been using, but instead of using because it was LeBron James and Dwayne Wade party, was what's his face?
Chris Bosh?
Yes. They should have been using him. They should have been using him.
That's what I feel bad about the most, man.
They should have been using him.
Like,
and
he was the most consistent.
And when Chris, and when he was consistent, 20 points a game, consistent. And all he kept complaining about, he's not getting the ball. So you know what? I think Chris Bosh says, you know what? I made a mistake. Get me out of here. I think he pulls a Jason Kidd.
He's not going nowhere, man. They got about 5 years. Listen, LeBron, he signed for 5 years. He got an option to leave in 2 more years. If in 2 more years doesn't happen, he wants to leave. He can
okay,
do
but
something.
What I'm saying is the Bosh could pull a Jason
trust
Kidd.
Trust me, they will get a ring within the next 2 years. That team is just too good for them not to get a ring.
Within the next 2 years, you think?
Why not? They got to get rid of all these bums around them. Get rid of this whole fucking Juwan Howard.
And bring in what? Let me tell you something. We'd be lucky to have basketball next year with the
CBA
strike coming up.
That's a whole other story, man. Look, man.
We'd be lucky to have that next year. And then when they come back from the CBA, the cap might be even lower. And you know what? They probably will only be stuck with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James because the cap is going to go further down. And once the cap goes further down, what's gonna happen then? Really? I think LeBron James should have stayed where he was. Number one, it would have been a sweeter victory in Cleveland. It would have been a sweeter victory. And number two, it wouldn't have been this big ass show in Miami. You know the big ass show they put on. We're not gonna win one ring. We're not gonna win two rings. We're not gonna win three rings. We're gonna win 8 rings. Really? You're gonna win 8 rings with Dwayne Wade at 39 years old? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you, son?
Lush.
I don't know basketball, but I know my statistics. And 39 years old, winning championships is not happening.
Who?
39. Dwayne Wade with the supposed 8 championship rings would be 39 years old.
Listen. What are you talking about? Tonight's artist. Tonight's artist, man. Who is it, Vice? Who's tonight's guest, man?
Oh, you got a kid from Houston, Young Shane. It's official.
Young Shane?
Different swag, yeah. Different swag. I mean,
H-Town.
Showed up from Houston.
Shout out to my man Bugsy Boston. What up?
Shout out to Charlie Rock for putting it together, you know.
Charlie Rock, holla at me, man.
So what's the guy's name?
So,
I missed it.
Young Shane. I sent you the email. Didn't you get the email?
My Gmail, I froze up for a minute and...
Look. All right? Let's just say you didn't get the email. All right, cool.
No, I got it, but it froze. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to sell the computer.
Yo, that's everybody's excuse. Everything is freezing. I just beat some kids over there in PS3. He told me it froze. Like, what is that, Vice? Vice. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't call you back earlier. My phone froze.
Everything
freezes now.
So you're telling me your phone never randomly disconnected?
Disconnected, but not froze.
You have like the fucking 8G 10,000. Like your shit never freezes. Your shit never disconnects, my nigga. You think it's an excuse, but you know what? That's you trying to make sense of everything. When things freeze, they freeze. If you fail, you fail.
Uh-oh, the showcase minute came out early today. Get him, show.
If you take a shit, you gotta take a shit. If you gotta pee, you gotta pee.
All right, things just happen
in tandem. If you need gas, you need gas. If your phone freezes, your phone freezes. You think it's an excuse, but it's actually legitimate. How a phone stays on vibrate, and Vice, I must have left this dude like 10 messages this weekend. I was blowing a phone worse than a fucking nigga trying to get pussy from broad.
Hey.
I mean, no homo, but I'm just saying. Every message was, dumb bitch, call me back. Yo, dumb bitch, call me back. To Monday, even Monday. Nothing. Never call me back. I called him again Monday.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, but again, I called you again today, and please leave your message for... Blah, 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 blah,
blah.
You did
not call me today, lying ass nigga.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I left like 5 messages, and not one of you responded. So what happened there? Your message machine froze?
I'm going to tell you what happened. My phone froze.
Yeah? How does your phone freeze on a machine? Really?
Yeah, listen, man. Let's get into this man's music real quick. We'll come back. Hopefully your fucking brain is
frozen. Yo, Vice, my voicemail froze. My bad.
Yo, Vice, which one you want to get into, man?
Whichever one you want, brother. Whichever one.
Let's get into this joint, man. Trying to win right here. I like this joint right here. Trying to win, kind of fire. I like all the joints you sent me. Shout out to Young Shane, man. H-Town, A-Body, man. You know what I mean? Tune in. My man going to be up here shortly. Well, another 10 minutes, maybe. H-Town.
Damn,
fucking Texas is just haunting us, my nigga.
You're in the mix. With DJ. White Owl.
Before I climb to the top of these billboard charts, I gotta build off a block and get rich by 9 o'clock. Got a family who need me. Fuck being on TV. I know where I'm going, no label gotta leave me. I ate my whole body, but they still couldn't read me. I don't play their games, so they can't pause or freeze me. I was born to live free.
DJ
so
Young Legend.
I don't wait for no check. If I like it, then I own it. Check my cousin is the owner. Check my brother is the owner. Check my partner is the owner. And damn right, I'm a owner. And we don't fuck with chauffeurs, cause the niggas drive slow. I fishtail the whip. Straight up off that ocean. Flood your city, make it rain in the river. Buy 5 rims on you spare changing niggas. But I do get down to flip heads like a nickel. Got a guard at the gate, you gotta call me just to enter. Message to you haters and to all you labels. I'm a dog off the leash, so fuck your kennel. I'ma keep it 100 wherever, whenever, however you feel. I ain't trying to be cool, I ain't trying to be cool. I'm just trying to get me, so I ain't trying to get you. I'm just trying to get through, but I ain't trying to bruise. And I ain't trying to snooze, cause I ain't trying to lose. I'm just trying to win. Yeah, I'm just trying to win. That's why I'm fucking in it. Them niggas so old, they rims still spinning. I ride my shit tinning with a V8 engine. And the shit drink gas, cost 80 just to fill it. Big boy rims, you got to shave it just to fit it, and I smoke all day. I say we send it, so if cops pull me over, why I'm worried about the ticket? I'm focused on this mission to capture that position. Real godfather when nobody getting Christian. They follow my lead because I'm spitting what they thinking. Yeah, that's real, falling without a deal. God bless the child with cases, no trial. Who can get it from the rich and bring it back to the wild? I bag it all up or break it all down. Y'all ain't got bread, man, loans don't count. It's a doggy, doggy world, I'll push you in your snout. Sniff around here, get your girl laid out. She headed back to you, but her plans change now. Modern day pimp, we don't need no suits. I just play my CD and tell her what's true.
I ain't trying to be cool, I ain't trying to be cool. I'm just trying to get me, so I ain't trying to get you. I'm just trying to get through, but I ain't trying to bruise. And I ain't trying to snooze, cause I ain't trying to lose. I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to win.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
You already know, man. Follow us on Twitter, New Talk City 1. On Twitter.
At don't forget the at. Don't forget the at New Talk City 1. At.
Look who's giving me Twitter 101.
Advice. Listen, I fucked up a couple times.
At me, yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah, but I'm on point now. At New Talk City 1. Follow me. Us. Sorry. Mean, kid.
All right, man.
Yeah, I like the track. I like the track.
Yeah, man, you got a couple of other joints, man. It's kind of,
I like
kind
the track.
Of
I don't like the only thing I don't like is the DJ Clute screamer, but I like the track.
Oh, the whole DJ Whiteout joint, man? That was
yeah,
part of the track.
God.
But don't get confused, people. DJ Whiteout is not up here, man. DJ Showcase.
Yeah, no, there's no DJ Whiteout. No, but it's cool because, you know, I understand that, you know, upcoming artists use actual DJ. What? I'm not expecting the man, but it was like,
then.
Yeah, but in the middle of the whole track, he was about to hit a punchline, and all you hear was
yeah.
DJ Whiteout. Damn, where was the punchline, hater?
All right, well,
that's the same shit that, you know, because I love the track. The track was fire. Don't get me twisted. But that's the same shit that I started hating about Clue. Every time he played a song, it was DJ Clue. We know for the third time. I bought your
CD. Let me get something straight. Let me get something straight, man. We got a little misunderstanding going on up here. For everybody, you know what I mean, New Talk City Radio is under Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason we pump it at New Talk City Radio is for people to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? New Talk City Radio is not in competition with Lush Radio. We're not in competition with anybody for that matter. You know what I'm saying? We just do what we got to do. And that's about it. But I feel like if I didn't say New Talk City Radio, people are going to confuse it for what the fuck is New Talk City? Like, what do they do? It was a blogging site? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, who said we were in competition?
I got word. You know, I just had to rectify that. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you got some tweets that said we were in competition? Has it been, like, anonymous?
No. I got an actual phone call.
Really? That we're trying to take over Lush Radio Shine? Wow.
Not necessarily, but, you know.
For the people that don't listen, and every time she calls up, we call her the boss. Hello? Why do you think we call her the boss?
The boss-tress.
Yeah, the boss. She calls up, and we have to pay homage to the boss. Because without her, we're not here. So.
How about it? You know, now that we're on the topic, man.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Know what I mean?
Dude said, now that we're on the topic, let me go ahead and drop this plug real quick.
That'll be
$5, Lush.
$5 for every spin?
I'm just kidding. So I'm just saying, you know.
$5 for every spin? Because it doesn't
matter,
you know.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You're about to run up Lush's check account, right? That's 10.
No, shouts to everybody who was very patriotic yesterday. Went to the Puerto Rican Day Parade, to the festival, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hear no bad news on the news, so I'm hoping it was a good one, a successful one, clean one, you know what I'm saying? So.
Let me ask you something, TDI. When's the last time you've been to a Puerto Rican Day Parade?
The last time I went to the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I think Michael Jackson was singing with his brothers on stage.
What? Really?
Nah, I ain't been to one of those shows in 8 years.
You and me both. You and me both. That shit is way too crowded, way too packed.
No offense to people who do go, but it's just extremely too much for me. It's always going
on. It's way too. I see it on TV, and it's way too much for me. I feel like I'll be trapped unless I'm on a float. If I'm not on a float, then sure, I'm going. But if I'm not on a float, I'm in the crowd behind the barriers. I can't do it. It's just too. You know, the last time, let me tell you something. The last time I actually attempted to go to a Puerto Rican parade, I couldn't even get on the train.
Yo, the parade is crazy, man. Like,
listen, the train doors opened up and like 10 people fell out. The train doors closed and took off and left those 10. The next
and
train
ran over
came
those
up,
10 people. Right?
Yeah, no, the next train came up, one person slid in and knocked out 3. Right there, I was like, okay, you know what? I don't want to get knocked off this train again. I'm out of here.
Yeah, man, nice day.
Nah, it's crazy, son. You got to literally go out there the day before and camp there.
Big ups to my man Mark Anthony, who performed at the beginning of the Miami Heat game yesterday. Could definitely dig that. Anyway, we got a caller right here. That was, you know who it was already, but we got a caller. We ain't even going to get into all that. We're going to deal with his ass later. You got to believe that ain't going to go without being touched upon, I guess so.
What happened? I'm lost.
We got a caller. All right. Well, we got a caller right here from the 832. What's going on? Hold on.
Young Shane.
All right. Yo, 832, what up?
What up? This is Young Shane.
Young Shane, what up, babe? What was going on?
What's up? What's going on?
Yo, man, just lamping, relaxing, waiting for your phone call. You know what I'm saying, man? It's a pleasure to have you, big bro. What's going on with you, man?
Shit, nothing, man. Just in the city, you know, making some moves.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know a little something about you, man. Where you from, what you about, any situations you got going on?
Yeah, I'm from H-Town, Houston, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young cat out of here. Making some noise in my city, you know. Just recently moved to Miami, Florida. You know, to this rap career. So everything's full force right now, you know what I'm saying? The team, Ill As Me, I just got signed. And shit, we just bubbling right now. We're making this noise.
What's up, man? Congratulations on that, baby. You got it going on. Big moves being made, man. That's what we like to hear, man. Power moves and success. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So tell the people what you got in the works, man. Now that you inked the deal and all that, like what can we expect from you?
Oh man, I got the new single right now. It's called Instant Replay. You know, it's killing right now in the city. I kind of crossed over. I went into the kind of like hip hop, the more pop.
Right.
Pop type genre right now, so I just wanted to show people that I'm so diverse. It's not only about hip hop and spitting fire 16 bars. You know, I can do a little bit of everything. You know,
that's a show, man. That's a show. You got that joint right here, actually, man. I want to let that go real quick. I can let the people hear what you're about, and I want to let the people hear that diversity you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get into that joint right now. Nobody go nowhere, man.
You got to excuse me. I'm a little bit under the weather right now. I'm a little bit coming down with a cold right now. So just please excuse me. I sound a little funny.
Sorry, baby. You want to hang in there, B. You know what I mean? Nobody go nowhere, man. We'll talk to the radio. You got Young Shane in the building. Vice DJ Showcase is here, man. It's the replay, Young Shane.
Yeah. FN, you a fool for this one, boy. Let's go. So I got her, right? And I was like, can I get your friend too? She said,
I don't care what he says, she said. Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Houston, though, right?
Yeah, I was born in Houston, you know, back and forth. Like,
I have to ask you this, because he was just like, who you was rooting for last night, Miami or Texas?
Oh, man, I had to go for the Heat. I'm a LeBron fan.
There you go. See what I'm saying? See, Vice, man, this is the type of guy we need to have around, man. It's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Unity. Yeah. Everybody doesn't agree with you on the show right now, but we're going to leave it at that. We don't want to start no big sports commotion, you know what I mean? So, I'm taking it you got an album coming out, right?
Yeah, I'm in the process of putting together my album right now. It's going to be a street album. Like, pretty much features, you know, like, we're not going to really talk too much about that, but I got an album coming out in July. It's going to be called Independence Day. It's probably going to come out July 4th.
Nice.
It's pretty much wrapped up. It's all original, you know, because I'm taking a step down from doing the mixtape game, and now I'm just doing all original.
Okay. What's up, man?
Sure,
you got any questions
for
the homie?
Nah, not right now. I want to get into another track right now.
You got another track from the kid. We got another track. We got Living Like We Famous. That drum was crazy. I was knocking that earlier while I was loading up the show and all that, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was actually a Nas track. I took a Nas track and did a little something on it.
Put your little Midwest / South thing to it.
Yeah.
Get into that joint, man. Living Like We Famous, Young Shane's New Talk City Radio on Lush Radio Online.
LSMeet.com. Log on, nigga. I'm out.
Shit. Yeah, this ain't no song, man. It's real talk, man. Yeah. Live like you're famous, man. The lifestyle.
Fresh whips, we do it color on color. Ice on the wrist to keep me cool in the summer. Buy all the bottles you couldn't pop if you wanna tell my bitch to go shopping. Bring me back Benihana's. Yeah, the life I live on a day-to-day basis. My neighbor is a lawyer and he handle all my cases. Before I seen the stage, I already made it. Cause I drove all them cars and had parties with the greatest. Yeah, little nigga, we been VIP. Rosé bottles, smelling like green. From Houston to Atlanta, back down to the Keys. Young niggas had it popping, it was nothing we ain't see. Fly through the spot with the J's that ain't out. Stunting on you hoes, daddy coming out they mouth. And I don't ask shit, but respect my swag. And I ain't doing features with lames, and that's that. That's probably why I only drop solo mixtapes. Cause the shit I hear sound the same, or just gay. And I ain't even hating, I'm over here stacking. We all in it for bread, so why you square still lacking? Hoes all around me, but with money that shit happen. They just pull it out and suck it, I don't even gotta ask them. 6 a.m. flights is cushioned in the latte. Fuck what they talking about, we eating it our way.
Yeah.
DJ Young Legend.
Living like we famous, duh.
No,
I don't go out unless I got a stack in my pocket. There ain't even a question if I'm popping a bottle, that's off rip.
Of course.
You know? Don't get it twisted, I'm still a low key nigga. You probably won't see me, but I'm usually smoking on some exotic. You know what I'm saying? So you probably could smell me. You feel me? Yeah. And we got security too. And it's not that we spooked, cause all my niggas strapped, you know?
Yeah.
Just cause it look cooler. Straight fly shit, man.
You know?
What up, CC, nigga?
What up, man?
What up, Drew?
What up, boy?
Yeah, living like we famous, dog.
When you busy getting bread, you ain't got time for haters. Niggas lamer than the game with no commentators.
Man, hold up, look what I just sipped away to get crunk, Kid Cudi, who the real rager. I pull up to the club an hour before they close. I text the promoter and make sure that he knows that I want my bottle in my hand before I reach the door, and make sure the section I buy is all filled with hoes. I got stacks in my room, fuck going to the bank. I got a dude that come weekly to clean my fish tank. The bar filled with liquor, girls come and have a drink, and every car I ever drove took Supreme in the tank. Fuck what you think, I don't pass Reggie, nigga, this weed here stink. And I don't do handshakes, nah, nigga, no thanks. I'm good on my own, my money ain't the longest, but it sure has grown. And I know money talks, but I still don't trust phones, so I write my thoughts down and rap about it in a song. Yeah, that's why I say only the truth come out.
In the building all day. Hamels, what up?
That's the really all-star on that joint right there, man. That Nas joint was fire. That was classic, B. I ain't hear that Nas joint in a minute.
You're young. This is Vice.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's going on, my brother? Do you see anybody, like, treating you different now that rapping and shit like that? Like, you know how niggas be, like, niggas don't even want to say nothing to you, but now that you're doing a big move, you got niggas saying what up to you, niggas that never spoke to you before.
Yeah, I mean, that shit just come with it, you know. So I just keep it all love. Every time I see somebody, it's all love, you know.
Right, right. This shit is crazy. I don't understand people like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, one minute, you know what I mean, they once they find out you wouldn't let your hand through some gold, they won't want to be your friend, they want to be around you because they already know what the future going to be.
Right, right. Yeah.
That just come
that's
with
kinda
it.
Kind of how right? I was in Showcase.
It comes with the territory.
The Showcase.
Huh?
What happened? What you see? What? Hi, you see? We're here talking to the man. You got to pull me into the conversation.
No, I'm saying that's how I was with you. When I found out you was just regular Showcase, I didn't know who you were. But when I found out you was DJ Showcase, then I became your friend, right?
No, it wasn't even like that. son. How's it like that? I mean, you know, our situation was a little different. When you found out exactly who I was, it was like, damn, this dude's a cool dude. And you knew me as a friend before you knew me as DJ Showcase, and you knew.
I kind of kept you around because I used to beat you up in boxing a lot for the Xbox, remember?
You're funny.
Anyway,
you hear this,
anyway,
man? You hear this? Kept me around. The world unheard of, world-renowned DJ kept me around.
Showcase, my guy, man. Hey, yo, so yeah, Shane, man, I mean, who are the people you looking forward to working to, man, in the future, like?
What you mean, as far as working with in the studio?
Like producers.
Yeah, like, you know what?
Oh, man, I mean, it's so many of people that I would love to work with, you know? I don't
but
really.
Who's the main one? The main one, like,
if you had to put a top five together, what would your top five be? In no particular order, just a straight top five.
You used to have a concert. Who would your top five be for that concert? Like, you had to bring top five artists, your favorites. Who would you bring out?
I mean, I'd definitely bring out Hov. Mm-hmm. Bring out Hov, Wayne, you know, Eminem. Mm-hmm. Just pretty much anybody in the game that's so influential, like, just the greats, you know? I would really like to work with Jadakiss, too.
Jada, wow.
Yeah, Jada. I listen to a lot of Jada. And producers-wise, I mean, it got to be Pharrell. Pharrell and
where Drake. Is Pharrell? Can somebody tell me where Pharrell is?
The what?
Where is Pharrell?
What do you mean, where is he?
I haven't heard of Pharrell in a while.
At this instant?
No, Showcase. Like, where has he been, like, music-wise?
He's been in England.
Wow.
He's doing music out there in the...
He's real big in England, and he, you know who's doing a lot of work with right now? He's doing a lot of work with what's his face? His son, Reverend's son, Biggie.
Oh, like what?
Yeah, you know, Biggie. He got a couple of tracks. He's working on that, but Pharrell got a new track. I mean, I think I got an email 2 weeks ago. I'll get the track to you tomorrow. But Pharrell got a new track coming up probably this week or last week it came out. But from what I've heard, he's been in England, and he's been doing his thing in England. I mean, when you take your hip-hop and all that other stuff overseas, it gets real big out there.
And you'd be surprised who's major out there overseas, too.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be surprised.
Like DJ D-Nice, remember him?
D-Nice, Tony Touch.
D-Nice, KRS-One, yeah, like, people
Tony
major
Touch
out there.
Tony Touch is major out there. Bass Effects is still major out there. I mean,
I think we need to get a team. Just go out there and just stay out there for like 6-7 months. Go hard with the music.
Go hard, right? I mean, you
straight
know what?
Up.
It's a big melting pot out there because they love all types of hip hop. They love it. Love it. I literally think in over there in England and UK and all that stuff, they love hip hop more than we love hip hop here.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. I know so. From the concerts that Dr.
Effect cherish it more.
No. They cherish it more, and they love it more, and they rock to it more. Going to a hip-hop concert in England is nothing like coming to a hip-hop concert here in the States. I mean, YouTube it. See all the artists. Das Effects has a lot of artists on there that they went out to England. It's crazy. It's like a Michael Jackson concert.
Wow.
It's insane. Well, yeah, Pharrell's out there, but, you know, that's a big look. Pharrell... He loves working.
Buddy, get Pharrell, man. Get Pharrell on the horn for my man, Young Shane, man.
Yeah,
you
got to do that three-step.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, finagle that. Broker that real quick. So, yeah, man, I mean, how do you... Young Shane, how do you feel about the whole hip-hop rap battle thing? You into that type of genre, or you just... back and watch?
Nah, I'm going to sit back and watch type of thing. I'm not really going to get into battles, you know?
It's kind of crazy, man, because this shit is real big in New York. Like, everybody's battling nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it was like that in the South for a while, too, you know, when Wayne started spitting everybody, it was really just trying to do that battle shit. I remember in high school, everybody in the cafeteria, you know, every lunch, every lunch period they got a battle, you know, like a $200 pot and shit like that.
You never got in that?
Of course, you know, I jumped in that, but you know, that was just the thing to do at the time. That wasn't, you know, with no direction. That was just having fun. You know, of course, when I'm in the studio and stuff, you know, my little circle, we always get down and have like a little cipher. But as far as like the rap battle, like I'm coming in the game to attack him, nah.
Let me ask you something. The label that you signed with right now, who else is on that? Who else is on that roster?
On the label right now, we got Lexi. She actually just signed. She's a pop singer. Girl is so incredibly talented, you know. And then we got Jay Cash, you know, he's out there in Miami, and he pretty much took over the city, you know, in a matter of 2 months. You know, I think he's been rapping for 2 months, and he pretty much took it over. He's on the cover of the Ozone right now, you know. He's on the cover of the Ozone. He got shit popping out there, you know. As far as
I haven't heard that name in a while. You know, TDI, for everybody who doesn't know what Ozone is, Ozone's the magazine in Orlando and in Florida and in Central Florida that showcases all the artists.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing when he said Ozone to me. He's like, oh, that's sick, because that's way back. The editor of that magazine is Julia Beverly.
Yeah, Julia.
Yeah. And her street team is Mercedes, Strictly Street.
Yep.
Oh my God, you keep in touch with those people? When you see them, Tam Showcase said what's up.
DJ Showcase, huh?
Yeah, DJ Showcase said what's up. Mercedes brokered the deal for me when Ozone Magazine first started coming out. I think I was the first DJ to have a full page spread in that magazine.
I don't know how it is up in New York, but that shit is big down here in the South.
Oh yeah, no, that Ozone thing here in New York, you know, we get it every now and then. We touch it every now and then. It's not really a big marketing thing like that, but in the South, that Ozone Magazine is something. The Ozone Magazine is the source for New York, for
exactly
what it is for Miami, and that's sick. Because TDI, I saw these people come up from nothing. They had this little hole in the wall producing area, and this and that. Yo, they are on the grind. And when Ozone says something's hot, it's hot out there.
So I heard they relocated their headquarters to, like, Atlanta.
Who, Ozone, right? Yeah.
They're in Atlanta. Julia Beverly, who is still the editor-in-chief of the magazine.
Yep.
So.
Younger, too. You would pass by these people, and not to get off the interview, but you would pass by these people, and you would never think that they were hip-hop, in the game, hip-hop people like that at all. You would pass by them, and you would swear she was a lawyer, and she was just on some real docket, but she's passionate about her shit.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Gotta get in contact with her, show.
I lost that number long time ago. That's what I said. If Young Shake could hook that up, tell her Showcase said what's up. Tell her to tune in, because I'm still around here.
Sure.
Yeah, man. So, what else you got going on, Shane? Talk to the people, bro.
You know, just work. We on this no days off campaign right now. So we just, you know, say every day, you know, in Houston, they can see me in the clubs or in the streets in the daytime. However, I'm out here pretty much every day for the rest of the month.
So you in H-Town right now?
Yeah, I'm in Houston right now.
That's what's up. I got to come out to H-Town, man.
I'm on the freeway headed to the studio right now.
That's what's up, man. We're going to get into this joint. We're going to get into this instant replay joint again, because I like that. Then we're going to come back and wrap things up with you. I know you got the go and all that. Nobody go nowhere. Young Shane's still in the building. Holla at him. Now, maybe we're going to come back with him, wrap things up, man. So stay posted.
Yeah. FN, you a fool for this one, boy. Let's go. Yeah. So I got her, right? And I was like, can I get your friend too? She said,
I don't care what he say, she say, they say. I say, leave it in the hands of the DJ. Put the song in instant replay.
YouTube page, that shit's building right now.
It's Young Shane 0. Young Shane 0.
Okay.
Yeah, check out all my mixtapes on datpiff.com. I released a new mixtape called Living Like We Famous with DJ Whiteout up in New York and DJ Young Legend down here in the South. That's pretty much it. So just, you know what I'm saying? Just look, have your ears open and ready for that new single, Instant Replay.
Instant Replay is popping, man. Yo, homie. Well, thank you for calling up, man. Thank you for your time, bro, for real. You already know, man. You got Vice contact info, anything you want to shoot over this way, man, anytime, you know what I mean? Feel free.
Yeah. For sure. Y'all family, man. That's what's up.
Appreciate it, homeboy, man.
Don't be
a stranger, man.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all already know. Ill as me, Young Shane.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a good dude. Vice, where do you find a good dude at, man?
I gotta shout out Charlie Rock, man. You know, Charlie Rock did a beat for them. It's called Work. They smashed that beat right there. You know, he was I think he was the third dude doing the last verse. You know, I was like, this kid is fire. I gotta do some work here.
Hey, you know what? You know, it's been bugging me to get back to what you said. I'm not even gonna go there, but I'll go there after. What are you talking about?
What? Vice, you wanna break it down to this guy? When we mentioned the whole Mark Anthony thing, and somebody made that little.
Yeah, that's what I wanna hear about that, because you kind of drew my attention to it before the interview, and it's been weighing on me like a, you know, I'm just curious.
Vice, you wanna tell him, or you want me to? I don't know how you want.
I'm being a little disrespectful the way you just spit once he said Mark Anthony, you know.
You got
to go
down to
like
Hutch.
Yeah, like, fuck that nigga. Better watch your mouth, boy.
Well, easy. What happened? You see, I'm still wet.
That's just showcase, everybody. That's just showcase.
No, I'm completely...
You're
I'm
listening
completely...
to Lush Radio. Lush Radio online.
You say, fuck Mark Anthony. What happened?
Yeah, I think you gotta explain it to him a little slower to you. I guess I'll speak too fast for him.
I said, big up Mark Anthony for performing at the Miami Heat game, and you know, was like, you know, started making all these spit noises. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
Anthony,
no, you see, that wasn't me. I wasn't trying to spit on him. You see, I knew it had something to do with me. You see, that's fucked up. I wasn't trying to spit on him. I had a goober in my mouth. I actually released the goober. It had nothing to do with Mark Anthony. Maybe it had something to do with the Heat, but we just leave it at that. Yeah, what are you going to do, swallow it?
Hey, whoa. It's okay, whatever you want to do on your personal time, you know what I'm saying?
That's on
what are you talking about personal? It was like, listen, I forgot to hit the cough button. It was a cough or whatever you want to call it, a hiccup. I forgot to hit the hiccup button, and it had to come out immediately.
Wow.
It was something that could not be released, so it wasn't about shout out to Mark Anthony. It wasn't about that, so don't get me tied up and have Mark Anthony knocking on my door and busting my ass with a fucking Guido stick or some shit like that. No.
Oh, my God.
No, fuck Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony, I leave Mark Anthony alone. He's scary to me.
Shout out to my man Torture, just sent me the verse.
Where is he?
Far Rock. Still missing.
Anybody find him? Anybody find my facts?
Nah.
I'm about to put a reward out for this dude. Seriously.
Shout out to Callion. Shout out to Lady Lush. Emma E2K.
Anybody that get Mel Stacks to call up and say what's up, I'll give him a penny.
Now you definitely ain't gonna get nobody to get Mel Stacks to call up.
Listen, the economy's rough. A penny can go a long way, son.
I don't know,
I remember,
man. But you know what?
Listen,
we answered.
I remember when a penny can get you 12 CDs.
Listen, you know what time it is? It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. I think we're entering that motherfucking zone.
Oh, that's so...
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Radio, y'all already know what it is. It's Skinny Pop, Morelli All Star in the building.
This nigga Ruddy got the classic drops, B.
Can I have my minute now? What happened?
The what?
The showcase minute.
Oh, you got Oh, you got something to dump. Uh oh.
No, but you said. Didn't you hear him say? Didn't you hear him promote it? It's bad about that time to the blah blah blah, and he dropped the rumba bum bum.
Without any further ado, maybe the showcase minute. This is a showcase black sound, and he voices his opinions on whatever it is that's going on in the world. So, without any further ado.
Let me clear my throat. I'm spitting on everybody. Okay. Today's showcase mini is a public service announcement to all the senators of New York, Arkansas, Virginia, and the lower 48 states, plus the other two states, Alaska and the other one. People, you guys are supposed to be intelligent. Stop sending text messages with nude pictures and erotic things. You guys are supposed to be really smart. That's why you guys are in office. You guys have a lot of money. That's why you guys are in office. Obviously, if you send a text, it's going to leave a digital imprint. Welcome to the 21st century, stupid. If you want to fuck around, send a limo. Pick her up. Windows black, tinted. Do something. You got enough money. Stop sending texts now. Your face and your whole body and Spitzer and all you people, you don't learn? Really? Now I wonder why New York City is all fucked up. Shit. Public service announcement brought to you by Lush Radio Online and the DJ Showcase Mini.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Fucking God, dude. Yo, before we get into anything else, yo, I gotta shout out my wife, bro. She just won a bottle of motherfucking Ciroc off of that fucking Dallas that he gave, yo.
Oh, word. You know what? Tell her that she owes me the spaghetti. We could break even on that bottle.
Oh my God.
Not all of it, but you know, we could go half on it or something. We got a caller here for the 347. 347, what up, man?
Yo,
what's going on?
Oh.
Whose kids is those?
Yo.
Torture.
What up? It's your boy Torture. Yeah, that's the kids in the background and all that.
I mean,
just on a check in and all, I mean, let y'all niggas know tuned in and all that. I mean, fucks with y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Vice, what up?
What up, Torch? Good.
Showcase, what up, boy?
Chillin', brother, chillin'.
All right. You got your own little minute now? That's fine. Showcase got the minute. Showcase the minute. That's what's up. Yo, T, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me know when you want them files and all that, you know what I mean? But definitely sent you that verse, though. You already know. I'm sure you got it.
Nah, the verse is cracked. The verse is fired. I mean, everything is complete now. All I got to do is put everything together, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nems, Lotto, Torch on his new joint. We about to let go soon.
Yeah, shout him out.
Showcase.
Cypher. Show niggas how to rhyme again. You know what I mean?
Word up.
For real, we got to show niggas how to rhyme again, man.
Where's Showcase? What's going on?
I'm
Showcase?
Right here. I'm right here. Torch is talking. What do you want me to do? Talk over people?
Nah. I just want to, you know, show my love and all that. Like, I already know how to do it. I was listening for a little minute. Shout out to homie that called. I forgot his name, but he's from where he from? Again.
Young Shane. Young Shane is from, yeah, Houston.
Shout out to him. You know what I mean? I like it. I like that, man. He cool. Seem cool. You know what I mean? That nigga's been talking.
Need some drops, man. What up?
I got you. When I get back in the studio, I got you. I'm gonna send you a drop immediately.
All right. So just look out for my call. I'm gonna call you with Mac P, the engineer, on three way, so we could get you to send them files over.
All right. Cool, my nigga. I'm gonna go ahead and go. Let y'all niggas close out the show and all that. But you know, let y'all know I fuck with y'all, man.
Good looking, brother.
Yes,
family
yeah.
Over here, you know.
Yeah, I already know.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
What's going on? Whoa.
Wow.
You need a rough
one. Another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Wow. What was that?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Wow.
That's
a
valid one.
Wow.
Oh,
man. I think so.
I
think they beat him up. He gone. After that one, he had to have to go.
Right before he hung up, they beat his ass up.
they tortured that. Oh, man. Yo, only this show right here, you hear stuff like that.
Wow. Let me tell you something. Anybody who's listening, we don't really have an itinerary so much. Like, we do it, we have the showcase minute, we got the artists that call in all at the same time. But we don't have a plan. Like, we don't tell you, do this and say this. No. Whatever he queens, somebody call up the show, and whatever you hear, it's live. It's on. That's it. There's nothing we can do about it.
We tried the itinerary thing. It didn't really work out too good.
Yeah, we got to start having a little bleep, a little bleep button.
No, Reed, that was hot. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I like that. I think I'm going to put a clip out of
it. It was like
show.
It was in the background. Or it was, what the fuck? Bleep? Oh, it was like, oh, no.
So it's about body
like
plan.
That. Forget about the
Bendito.
Bleep button. That was serious.
Bendito.
The showcase, we want to hear your version to this.
Girl, I want you to know. Oh, you want to hear? You want me to sing again?
Yeah.
Really?
Done great.
This is the fun Twitter. This is Twitter.
Here we go.
Want you to know? I can't get you out of my head. Girl, I want you to know. I can't get you
Yo,
out
Batman
of my head.
Yo, Batman is coming out right now,
bro. Girl, I want you to know.
That man is coming out right now, son.
What you didn't say, Show? The remix? Bitch, you said something like that before. What was it?
No, I said it again. You didn't hear me say it. Girl, I want you to know. I can't get you out of my head, bitch. My head. Just had an awkward bitch. Not even a singing bitch. Just a bitch.
How about you go with an accent and say it though? Like, how about you go to the studio like, bitch?
Bitch? It gotta be like that, kid. It's gotta be like out of
like
the
an African
blue.
Bitch. Like, African, not an African bitch per se, but like an African descent was coming in. Bitch.
It's gotta be, no, you want bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch. Girl, I want you to know, bitch. I can't get you. Yeah? Nah, it doesn't work. I think the English accent works better.
Oh, man.
I wish I could say it in Chinese. But it got to be a real
awkward Mac one. P on the phone. Let's get Mac P on the phone, man. Hold on. We still got time. Let's get Mac P on the phone.
No, but Mac P don't call him no more. You're about to call him up. He banned our show.
Well, let's see if we can get him on the show. I mean, you know, it don't hurt to bring him in through the VIP line. All right, here we go.
And we're calling up people now. This is where the show's going.
Shout out to Mobster. Shout out to Mobster over there, CT Chiller.
You hear this voice? We're trying to get people online. Look where the show's going. It's about to be La Mega.
Oh.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
That does not.
Yo, what up?
Mac P, what up, man? You live on New Talk City Radio, baby. Say what up to Showcase and Vice, man.
Oh, snizzle at the crew.
He's back. We got you. Listen, Mac, you ready? I got the remix, Mac. That's why you're online. I got the remix for the Trey Songz.
Yeah, give it to
him. Showcase, you ready? Let me hear the beat a little bit. Let me hear the beat.
Hold on. Let me get that queued up for him.
I'm about to go into your studio, and it's a wrap, son.
It's a wrap?
Yeah, it's a problem, kid, because watch. Where's the music? That's
what
it?
We have here.
Yeah, here comes. Here we go. Ready, Mac?
Yeah.
Girl, I want you to know. I can't get you out of my head, bitch. I can't get you what you said, bitch.
Nigga had a 5-hour energy drink.
You a fool,
man. Mac, what's up? You think we can get
a fool, man.
Can we clear that one?
Can we clear that? It's all clear, though. It's going straight down the lane.
It's going down.
It's going down.
Trey Songz is going to fuck me up.
It's straight down the lane, dog.
Yo, I know Mac is in the session right now, man. We ain't going to take up too much of your time, Mac, but you got to call us next week.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, crazy. Yeah, but we're going to do it. That's going to give me a plaque.
All right, then we're going to be balling out, too. Balling out? We're not going to let that one out.
Oh, that's Oh, they ain't ready for that, son. That's coming in September.
September 2015.
September, driver 23rd, bowling out at a bowling alley near you.
All right, man. Yo, Matt, get back to your session, bro. I'm going to holler at you after the show go off.
No doubt.
All right, brother.
Yo, peace, y'all. Y'all be good.
All right. It's been co-signed, brother. Girl, I want you to know.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive.
Oh, man. Fucking showcase, man. Showcase is the last part of this radio show.
Watch, kid. That shit, when that shit goes off, kid, then you just got to write your verse. You got to write something crazy.
Forget about loving the girl.
Just be like, on some real fucking, you fucking me up, girl. I can't get you out of my head, bitch. Girl, I want you to know. I'm popping 12 p.m.s a night. I can't sleep no more. Girl, I want you to know. It's a problem. What are you doing to me? What's wrong with you, bitch? Fuck. Girl. And then fucking like flatline at the end. The dude died and had a fucking heart attack or some shit.
Boom, boom, boom. Head busting in the. All
right, man. Well.
I'm murdering that song. I actually love that song. That song is hot.
Me too. I love it, but now I'm not going to listen to it the same anymore.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, kid. That's the, you know, you got to get it more catchy, kid. You're going to hear people going down the street, riding down the whip, and sitting with the girl. Girl, I want you to sing to the girl, and all of a sudden, bitch, girl, what? That shit would be crazy, son.
This has been another DJ Showcase production, man.
That shit was great. And I'm telling you, I'm not even going to do no cut and paste. I'll sing the whole thing. I put my singing voice and everything on there. Do the whole thing. You know what? We should send it. You know who we should send it to? We should get it done. I'm going to start it up right now. Forget it. By this weekend, I'll probably have a little cut and sample of it. We'll send it to Emma.
Uh-oh.
We'll send it to Emma.
Emma, yo. All you got to do is call tomorrow night.
No, no, but I'm saying I don't want to call. I want to send it to her just on some, you know, there's a TDI showcase or some real sneak tip on Emma's track.
On Emma's show?
All the women are sipping this mosquito and they're just chilling back and laughing. Could you imagine, son? You know how crazy they'll be? Because they'll be bobbing their head. They'll be in the back.
Whoa, what is that? What the fuck is that?
What?
That's my son listening to the iPod.
Oh.
Shout out to Xavier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always playing Shrek and playing music at the same time.
That'd be crazy, right? Think about it. Yo, Emma will play it up. She'll be queuing it up. This is a TDI showcase. And all of a sudden, girl, I want you to know. And then all of a sudden, you hear, bitch, Emma, take that shit right out the thing. What the fuck did this nigga just do to my song?
Everybody, go to the YouTube page. Go to my YouTube page. Subscribe. I'm telling you, I do music. I do hip-hop, but I have more than just music on my page. We got comedy. We got craziness going on my YouTube page. Go to YouTube, type in A Fan of TDI. A Fan of TDI, all one word, and enjoy. More videos coming soon. It's the summer. Start linking them with Vice a little more. Vacays is coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Vice, give them on Twitter, kid.
How should I say it? The way Showcase it or the original way?
I know how to say
no, man.
You see, I practice. I've been practicing. So would you like to? I'll give out the first one.
Just that. Follow me on Twitter at The Real Vice, NYC, DareelVicenyc. Showcase, guys. Yeah,
Showcase, what's up?
Yo, it's follow us at New Talk City 1. You see, Vice, you fucked me up. Follow us at New Talk City 1. That's how you follow us.
Follow us.
Make sure you tweet or
put like 50 @ before his name.
No, because I'm trying to get it straight. I'm stuttering Sam right now.
Yo, Showcase, I think I found
Sam,
on Twitter.
What?
I think I found her on Twitter.
Who?
Julia Beverly is her name? Ozone Magazine?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
I think I found her on Twitter. So.
All right, I'll follow. You know what? We still need we need to start. We what happened to the you see I'm stuttering like a bitch. Anyway, show's over.
Call me, man. Call me. Yo, we're out of here.
I can't get it out. The words are twisted right now. I'm just girl, I want you to know. I went into fucking Trey Songz mode. I can't get you out of my head, bitch. My head.
Whoa.
Girl, I want you to know.
This fucking guy, B. Alright, well, look. It's level. Over, B. Get into DJ Scuff, the hip hop
dog. At New Talk City 1. Follow us, tweet us, Twitter us, or. See, now I gotta get the verbiage down.
The lingo, yeah.
Yeah, now I gotta get the lingo down. I got the at New Talk City 1. Now I just gotta get the, you know, follow us, or tweet us, or tag us, or. Focus, I don't know.
All right, well.
I'll work on it.
Bitches.
Cuban Link, South Boogie Down, Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
New Talk City Radio, y'all already know what it is. Let's get it poppin', really all-star in the building.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio, this is where it all goes down.
Yeah, this is Cam Capone, and I'm chilling right now with TDI, Vice, and DJ Showcase on New Talk City Radio on Lush Radio Online. Yeah.